So the reason you folks are here is because we have an important event coming up, 6th annual Bowl for Kids' Sake. But tell me a little bit about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It's an important resource we have in the community.
Ethan, go ahead.
What Big Brothers and Big Sisters does is it helps a lot of kids who have grown up with that missing a mother or a father in their life, and gives them a good male or female influence in their life that they can look up to and learn from, or at least that's what is done for me.
Sometimes a guy needs a guy to talk to. Sometimes a girl needs a girl to talk to.
Exactly.
And that's what we have here. And I know what you're talking about, because when I was growing up in Vancouver, I had a big brother.
Really?
John Paterson took me to Crystal Pool all the time. And, you know, as I just said, if you need to talk to somebody who's not your mom and you don't have that person around, well, it's not optimal. So he filled a big gap. And I know what kind of great work you people do. So.
Well, that's wonderful.
Keep it up, man.
Oh, no problem.
This, of course, all costs money. Where does the money come from?
it comes from a lot of different fundraising that Big Brothers does, and their biggest individual fundraising event each year is the bowling.
Yeah.
And Ethan and I have been in it for a number of years now, well, ever since we've been matched, which is about 5 years. And so this year we'll have our team in there again. We get some other friends, and then we hit up everyone we know for money and have a good time bowling. And the good thing is it's not skill-based, so you don't get more money if you get more points, because okay. Otherwise we'd probably get $1.50.
Well, I was going to say, how are you doing? Are you slaying them, or what's going on there?
Our team, you know, we try hard. That's all that matters.
We try hard.
He's very diplomatic. This is five-pin bowling, I guess, huh?
Wait a second. No, it's 10 pins.
Oh, it's 10 pin.
Yep. Okay. It's 10 pin, which is an interesting struggle, because of course I have to pick a ball that's not too heavy for me, and I'm not exactly a small guy, but I'm not that good of a bowler.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of teams who will dress up. They'll have costumes of different kinds, and we've done that in the past, and we'll probably come up with our own individual theme this year and dress appropriately, and then you turn up. And there's also the silent auction that we bid on, so there's lots of opportunities to raise more money for that as well.
So people can actually bowl, or they can be a captain on a team, or they can just sponsor somebody, or just drop by and get involved with the event, right?
All those things, and of course, the preferred one to help promote more of the fundraising is that anyone can go to the website and you can sign up. You can just sign up your team. Like, as I said, we haven't done that yet because we haven't picked which of our days we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And soon we'll all get together, those who've been on the team, and we'll just put in the name of our team, and it changes every year. And depending on our theme, and we'll put in the name of our team, we'll put in our people in there, and then anyone can put money in. And so the thing is, even if you're not bowling, you can just go on, give generally, find a team, give money to that team. So there's lots of opportunities. And it's all tax deductible, so you get a tax deduction as well.
So your team name changes every year. Are the police after you, or what's going on?
Well, though, last year, what was our one? Something about evil rules or something along those lines. So we all went dressed up as Donald Trump.
Oh, nice.
Because it just come after his election. But yeah, and other times we were superheroes. And so yeah, we just sort of come up with a funny name.
Well, you know what? Funny you should say that, because you are superheroes as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you, Scott.
So it's late April. We're going to have the info with a bunch of links and a lot of info on the Now page at theq.fm. I'd like to thank Stephen and you, Ethan, for dropping in today.
Thank you.
I'm going to play something from an album called Brothers and Sisters. Does that work for you?
Very appropriate.
Look at that. See what I did there? It's the Allman Brothers Band, Jessica, on 100.3 The Q.